So there's a condition of Shabbat Chesed Shagam Rav Yehudim Sefer Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Beis. The mission of a goy lights a candle for himself on Shabbos, a yid is allowed to use a light, but if it was lit for the yid, the yid is not allowed to use a light. If a goy drew water for his animals to drink, a yid may use the extra water for his own animals. If the water was drawn for the yid, he may not use it. If a goy makes himself a ramp to get off a ship, a yid can use it as well. If it was made for the yid, he may not use it. Rav Gamliel and the Zakenim were once on a ship, and the goy made himself a ramp to get off the ship. Rav Gamliel and the Zakenim used the ramp as well. The Gemara and the Mishnah teach all three cases, because if only the first one would have been taught, we would have thought that only in the case of a candle, the yid is allowed to use it, because a candle serves many purposes. Many people can use the same candle. The guy didn't do anything extra for the yid, but in the case of drawing the water, we would think that the rabbanon don't allow it, because maybe the guy will draw more water than he needed just for the sake of the yid. The last case of Mishnah with the ramp is really unnecessary, and was taught only as an introduction to the ma'aser with Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim. Rashi says if a guy gathers grass for his animals on Shabbos, the yid is allowed to use the grass for his own animals after the guy. If the guy gathered the grass for the yid, then the yid, of course, can't use the grass. If a guy drew water to give his animals to drink, a yid may use the water after the guy for his yid's own animals. If the guy drew the water for the yid, he's not allowed to use it. We only say that the yid may use the grass or the water if the guy doesn't know the yid. However, if the guy knows him, he cannot use that grass or the water. Objecting more, the grass that's gathered by the guy is on Shabbos is muktzah. And Rav Huna named Rav Chanina said that you're not allowed to stand an animal on attached grass on Shabbos. You are allowed to put your animal on attached grass on Shabbos. You're not afraid someone's going to be over the rice and pick out the grass, but you're not allowed to put it on muktzah grass because you're afraid that he may move the grass for the animal. Zok the Gemara. The case is that the yid's not standing near the animal anyway that he can help him with the grass, and therefore there's no reason to be geyser. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel presumably knew the guy he was on. He was shipmates with him, so the chayri knew who he was, and yet he used the ramp that the guy made. According to the Braisa, since he knew him, he shouldn't have been able to use it. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Abaya. That the ramp was made when Rabbi Gamliel wasn't there, so the guy wouldn't have made it with him in mind. Rav says even if Rabbi Gamliel was there, it would be permitted for him to use because the guy did nothing extra at all for Rabbi Gamliel. The same plank that he needed for himself was used by Rabbi Gamliel. No extra work was done, and therefore it's like the case of the candle, and therefore it's mutter. Back to where Rabbi says Rabbi Gamliel said to the Zakenim, since we weren't there, that's why we're allowed to use it. Mashma, if he was there, they would not be allowed to use it. Back to where Rav says the Braisa should be changed there. Rabbi Gamliel says since the guy made the ramp, we can use it. Back to where Mishnah says that if there's a city that has both yidden and guy in there, and there's a bathhouse that heats water on Shabbos for the people to use on mutter Shabbos. If most people are goyim, the yid may use it matzah Shabbos. If most people are yidden, the yid's not allowed to use it matzah Shabbos until kadesh yasu. Now, heating water is like lighting a candle. Once it's heated for one, it's heated for all. So why is it also? The Gemara says the people who heat the water do it with the majority of the population in mind. In fact, the Gemara Braisa says if a goy lights a lamp on Shabbos for a gathering of people, if most of the people are yidden, the yid may not use a light. So you see, it's not different than we learned till now. The Gemara there too, when the goy lights the candle, he lights the benefit of the majority of the people who come. The Gemara says the Maaser Shmuel once went to Alvin's house on Shabbos and the goy lit a candle. Shmuel turned around, so not the benefit of the light. He then saw the guy reading a document by the light. He realized that the guy lit the candle for his own benefit. So Shmuel therefore turned back towards the light and allowed himself to use the light as well. Had malach perek kol kisvei. Perek kol akelim, perek shiva osar. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. All kelim may be moved on Shabbos even along with their doors, even if the doors are detached. These doors are different than house doors, which are not considered to be prepared for use from before Shabbos if they're not attached to the house. You're allowed to use a hammer to crack open nuts, an axe to cut a cake of pressed figs, a saw to slice cheese, a shovel to pick up dried figs, a winnowing shovel or pitchfork to use to give food to a child, a weaving utensil to stick into fruit, a sewing needle to remove a thorn, and a needle used for making sackcloth to use to open a lock on a door on Shabbos. In fact, the Mishnah seems to say that if the doors fell off the Kalim, they're allowed to be moved if they fell off on Shabbos, and then for sure if they fell off during the week. Well, it says, if anything, it makes more sense to say that if they fell off on Shabbos, they're not muktzah, because at least they were not muktzah when Shabbos arrived. If they fell off during the week, then that means when Shabbos arrived, they already weren't useful, so they were already muktzah. So the Mishnah, the Mashmois, is really, the stress of the Mishnah is wrong. The Abaya says, the Mishnah means to say that all Kalim, along with the doors, may be moved on Shabbos, even if the doors fell off before Shabbos. And that's the chiddush. The obvious one is if it fell off on Shabbos. Braisa says that a door of a box or a closet may be taken off on Shabbos but not reinstalled. The door of a chicken coop may not be taken off or reinstalled. In fact, the halacha of a chicken coop is consistent because the Tana holds, obviously, that since it's attached to the ground, attaching the door is considered building and detaching is considered to be demolishing, and that's why both are also. But in regard to the box and the closet, which are kalim, if the Tana holds that you're chayiv for boina for kalim, then you should be chayiv for stira on kalim as well. Abaya says, the Tana says that there would be a problem of binyan in a stira, even if done to Kalim. The Tana doesn't allow the removing of the door. The Tana is saying that if the door becomes detached, you're not allowed to reattach it. Rava asks, first of all, the Tana says he may be removed. Second of all, the Tana says that it may not be returned. That means it may be taken off. Rather, Rava said, the Tana says there's no problem of building and demolishing of binyan and stira when it comes to Kalim. The reason it may not be reattached is because of Gzeira, that it may put it back very tightly and be over makar bepatish. The Mishnah said, Noitel Adam Kornes v'chulu. Rav Yehuda says, you're allowed to use a hammer meant for nut cracking to crack nuts, but you're not allowed to use a blacksmith's hammer to crack nuts. Rav Yehuda holds that an object typically used for a prohibited malacha may not be used on Shabbos, even for a permitted use. Fact Rabba, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does the Mishnah allow the use of a winnowing shovel or a pitchfork? It's not meant for feeding a child, and yet the Mishnah says you're allowed to. Rabbi therefore says, even a blacksmith's hammer may be used to crack nuts. He holds that an object typically used for prohibited melacha may be used in a permitted way on Shabbos. Abaye asks, the Braisa says that a grinder may only be moved if there's still some garlic in it. It seems that it may not be moved even for a permissible purpose. Rabbi said, that Braisa follows from the Chemi, who says that a keli may be moved on Shabbos only for its primary purpose. Fact Rabbi Braisa says that Beisham and Beisil agree that a grinder that was used for chopping meat may not be used for any other purpose. This doesn't fit according to Rabba. Rabba answers that the people are very particular about their grinders being used for any other purpose, and they store them away in a designated place. That's why those grinders are muktzah and they can't be used for any other purpose.